Between the massive sell-off in the equities, the 7% declines in London Brent crude, and the USDA raising global wheat ending stocks by 3%, it's almost surprising to see the grains and soy down only single digits. They continue to hug their lows, but you have yet to see a fresh wave of post-report selling. I think we can thank the U.S. dollar hitting fresh four-month lows and a Brazilian weather pattern that continues to push too much rain into key parts of Brazil's center-west region, delaying harvest for why we're not down more. Like yesterday, however, I am concerned that the fresh lows on the close in Paris milling wheat will increase selling pressure in the wheat, that if that happens in Chicago, then the new lows in the row crops will probably follow. In the aftermath of the USD report, in my view, the corn and beans must rely now more upon the outside markets and investor sentiment if we're going to find price support the rest of the month of February. Please remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. This is Mike Susilo.